today.
This is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off Hour 2, Tuesday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. So last hour, towards the end of the hour, we were talking about this story out of Houston, Texas, where the school district there has over 1,000 cameras up at school. They've got some sort of a weird airlock system where visitors are screened for being sex offenders before they're allowed on campus. I mean, it's very, very totalitarian-esque, very scary stuff.
Does that mean if you are a sex offender, you're not allowed?
They may give you restricted access.
I see.
Or something like that. And RFID tags. The kids have to scan an RFID tag badge before they get on the school bus, or I guess right as they're getting on the school bus, to make sure they're who they are and they're where they're supposed to be.
Tracking them all day. Don't want to lose one.
Tracking them in the school. Tracking them out of the school.
Well, I can tell you, if I was running a private school, there's a good chance that I think those badges are a pretty good idea. You know, you never know. You're so liable for this person's valuable, you know, the most valuable
thing
in their lives.
Well, at a private school, you would be liable, but the government school is not liable.
Well,
like,
I
if a kid dies on campus, there's nobody that can be sued.
The bureaucrat could very well lose his job, and he doesn't want that either.
Maybe. It very rarely happens
that
bureaucrats
happen,
lose their jobs.
It could
How
happen.
Many of the bureaucrats at the schools that have had school shootings have lost their jobs?
None that I've heard of.
800-259-9231. So you had an article with a possible solution, right, Mark, to this whole school violence problem? As you know, all these shootings been going on. Somebody had a solution.
Well, there's a state representative in Madison, Wisconsin, that believes he has an answer.
All right.
AP, Madison, in the wake of school shootings in Wisconsin, Colorado, Pennsylvania during the last 2 weeks, a state legislator says he has plans to introduce legislation that would allow teachers, principals, administrators, and other school personnel to carry concealed weapons. Representative Frank Lassie, that's a Republican from Bellevue, a suburb of Green Bay, said Wednesday, "While his idea may not be politically correct, it has worked effectively in other countries.
Hmm.
To make our schools safe for our students to learn, all options should be on the table," he said. "Israel and Thailand have well-trained teachers carrying weapons and keeping their children safe from harm. It can work in Wisconsin." Lassie stressed that the measure would hinge on school staff members getting strict training in the use of weapons, and he also acknowledged that he would... What's that?
I just was a little surprised at that. I mean, what, they're not going to give guns to everybody. That's
no.
not what he's suggesting, right?
No. I don't think that. I don't know. It hasn't. It didn't seem like that to me.
Okay.
It seemed to me that they would.
He just wants to make sure that whoever's going to carry a firearm has the training to do so.
I think that it's probably they're going to offer the training, and then whomever would like to take the training can.
I see.
And maybe they'll make the training even mandatory. I don't know. But then once you've fired off a gun a couple of times, they're not as scary.
Understood. They're still scary to me, though, because they're dangerous.
They are dangerous.
Always treat them with respect.
Certainly. But a lot of people think that a handgun's going to jump up off the table and shoot them in the head.
No.
And it's not. He also acknowledged that he would have to work around the federal law that bans guns on school grounds. The director of school safety for Milwaukee Public Schools, Pete Pachowski, expressed opposition to Lassie's proposal. "Statistically, the safest place for a child is to be is in school."
What?
That's what he says.
Okay.
Pachowski, that's what he said, "we have problems in our schools, but not to the point where we need to arm our teachers and principals."
Really? What a jerk.
Well, that's what he has to say. "Children in countries such as Israel and Thailand are far more vulnerable to daily violence than students in America. So ours shouldn't be protected then."
So we should just wait.
Just
hang out.
The violence is less likely to happen.
Yeah.
We shouldn't have that sort of protection,
right.
Level of protection.
Yeah, we should just wait until the violence gets up to the point where we can't deny it anymore. Apparently.
Yep. "And in our country, we have a lot of freedom," said Pachowski, "and we have to expose ourselves to some danger to keep that." Why? Why not have the guns?
Wait, the guy is saying that we have a lot of freedoms, but at the same time advocating that we shouldn't allow guns on campus.
Correct.
Okay.
Funeral services were held Wednesday for Principal John Klang, who was shot and killed Friday in Weston High School in rural Wisconsin. Also this week, three students charged in Columbine-style plot in Green Bay East High School have been bound over for trial. So
I'm sorry, who came up with this? Was it a school board person?
No, the person that came up with it was a state representative.
Oh, I see. And they're pointing out that you're going to have to work around the federal law that bans guns on school campuses, which
right.
means that if this was to actually move forward, and it's unlikely, because Wisconsin has sort of a, as I understand it, a bit of a liberal bend to it. At least Madison does. I don't know about the rest of the state.
I don't either. My understanding is Wisconsin's kind of a...
And it doesn't matter if you're a liberal or conservative or whatever it is. You're still, if you're a bureaucrat, you don't want to say no to the federal money. Because when they say that you're going to have to work around the federal rule,
mm-hmm.
that means that the only way to get around that is to say, you know what, feds, you can keep your money. We don't want it anymore.
Oh, this isn't going anywhere.
I don't think it's going anywhere either.
No, not going.
But I was suggesting that if it does go somewhere, the only way they could implement it is to say no to the federal government funding. That's the only way around the federal rules is to say no to the funds.
And states don't like to say no to the funds.
No bureaucracies, not just the states.
They'll go against their voters when they have the opportunity to get funds.
Sure, but it's the bureaucrats that can't turn it down. And, whoa, my gosh, 6% of our budget's coming from the feds. Oh, what would we do without that 6%? They can't cut budget. They have to continue to increase.
They can't imagine cutting budget.
No, they can't.
Even when most of the budgets, if they took a 6% cut, it wouldn't change anything because the bureaucrats at the end of the fiscal year just waste money anyway in order to get more money the next year. So, I mean, a 6% cut in most state budgets wouldn't matter for anything.
Yeah, it'd come back within the next year or two. 800-259-9231. So it's a good idea, but it's really just a Band-Aid. I mean, think about it. It's a Band-Aid. This guy saying, okay, well, we need guns on campus, but only teachers and staff members should be able to carry them. Well, it's a Band-Aid over the fact that they'd already abolished guns from school campuses. So here he is coming back with the let's go back to freedom solution, except it's still just another law on top of an existing law to Band-Aid the situation, if that makes any sense. And, of course, it would still prevent parents from bringing in guns. So any parent that was on campus, and parents can be anybody. They could be police officers. They could be, they could be just well-trained armed citizens, former members of the military. If you're not currently a police officer, you wouldn't be allowed on campus with a gun. So parents who might be on campus at a time where their services could be needed, their accuracy, their marksmanship could be needed.
They could pull out a 380 and take care of a problem.
Yep, not allowed. Got to count on the bureaucrats to have the guns. Woof. It's a mess. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind. Speaking of students, in Florida, Tallahassee, AP reporting that a judge declared a mistrial on Monday in the hazing trial of 5 Florida A&M University fraternity members after a jury said it was perplexed by an undefined legal term and unable to reach a verdict.
The jury was perplexed.
That's right.
Okay.
The trial would have been the first to test a new state law that makes hazing a felony if it results in death or, quote, serious bodily injury. But the law apparently doesn't define what serious bodily injury actually is. So jurors deliberated for more than 3 hours, but the mistrial was declared after they sent a note to the judge asking for a more substantial definition of serious bodily injury. The jurors also asked how to distinguish between serious and moderate injury. She told the jury that there was no further legal instruction. So here's what happened. 4 Kappa Alpha Psi brothers were charged with using canes, boxing gloves, and bare fists to beat an aspiring fraternity member, Marcus Jones, who was 20 at the time. The Decatur native said he was beaten so severely over 4 nights of an initiation ritual that he suffered a broken eardrum and needed surgery on his buttocks.
Surgery?
Yeah.
Was that stitches?
I don't know. It just says surgery. So what do you think? I mean,
What kind of surgery could you possibly need in your buttocks? It has to be stitches.
What do you think? Is that serious bodily injury?
No.
Okay. So you'd let these guys off?
I think that hazing's silly.
Yeah.
I think that being hazed is even sillier because it's at any point you can say, look, I'm done with this, guys. Out of here. Your little club stinks. Bye.
Yeah, and it was apparently over 4 nights. You'd think after the first night, if you didn't like it, you could say, you know what, enough of this. I can't believe that they would have tied him up for 4 days straight to where he couldn't get away during the daytime.
Yeah.
1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. And still to come, the atheist outing by the Republicans. We'll find out what that's all about. This is your show. You bring up anything. It is Free Talk Live.
fiercely independent.
Who do you think is worse, the Democrats or the Republicans? I say it's the Republicans, because the Democrats have no power at all right now. Should they get a hold of the reins of power somehow? I'll anoint them the worst party. The way I look at it, whoever's writing the laws, that's who you have to be concerned about at any given time.
Prudent perspective from an edgy windbag. It's Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Ah, the smell of leather seats. But what if your fine Corinthian coverings look like rawhide? When I come back, I'll turn your bland seats into blazing saddles.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com. BG.
Hit them up and move them out. Because when leather upholstery looks like it's been ridden hard and put away wet, it's time to take care of business with TCB. T. Test. Check seats by putting a drop of water on an inconspicuous area. Uncoated leather absorbs water, while treated will not. C. Clean. But before you use any leather cleaner, test for discoloration or marking. Then rub in a generous amount, let set, and wipe clean. And B. Brush. For stubborn dirt, use a soft toothbrush, which will also remove any leftover cleaner. Finally, apply your favorite leather conditioner to restore a supple shine. Happy trails! I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control toll-free 800-259-9231. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We got live streams, broadband, and dial-up totally free. At freetalklive.com. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you need to know the Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So apparently, I guess some sort of a candidate for office has been outed as not a homosexual, but an atheist.
Well, not exactly true.
No.
But it is interesting what went on in this GOP race for a court seat in Texas. From Texas Lawyer by Mary Alice Robbins, religion has entered the public fray in a race for an appellate court bench in East Texas. The Austin-based Republican Party of Texas played the religion card on September the 21st online newsletter, as alleged in the newsletter. Texarkana Solo E. Ben Franks, Democratic nominee for a seat in the 6th Court of Appeals, is reported to be a professed atheist and apparently believes the Bible is a collection of myths.
He's got my vote.
But Franks says that he has never professed to be an atheist and is not a member of any atheist organization. Franks says no one with the Republican Party ever asked him whether he professed to be an atheist. However, he says he's not surprised by the allegation.
Wait a minute. Is he a Republican?
No, he's a Democrat.
Okay.
I'm not surprised by anything that anybody says in politics anymore, Frank says. Anthony Champagne, a political science professor in the University of Texas at Dallas, says he watched judicial races in Texas and other parts of the country for 25 years and has never before seen a judicial candidate accused of being an atheist. I've never seen the religious issue pushed that hard, Champagne says. Champagne says that the last time that religion was raised in a significant political race in Texas was a 1960 presidential election in which the fact that the then-Democratic nominee John F. Kennedy was a Catholic.
Yeah. That was a big deal to a lot of people, apparently.
Yeah, I don't quite understand why, but my mother told me that people feared that the Pope would end up running the nation because he's Catholic. Catholics are all beholden to the Pope, and because he's... Not that I've ever seen that that's the case, by the way. But because he's a Catholic, therefore the Pope's going to be in charge. In his address to the Southern Baptist leaders, Kennedy spoke out against religious intolerance and told the audience, "I believe in America that is officially neither Catholic, Protestant, nor Jewish." And it just goes on here. It doesn't really go any farther. But I thought it was interesting that they just tossed this baby out there and said, "He's an atheist."
Under what circumstance was it that they brought this out? Was it in a news article, a television ad? I mean, how is it that this allegation came out?
It was in a an email newsletter.
I see.
Yeah, one of the guy from the Republican's opponent says, "I think it's pertinent. In East Texas, a person's core beliefs are important."
That's it.
Yeah.
How is it important? I mean, how does that factor into being a judge? This was for a judge seat, right?
Right.
How does that factor in? I mean, are they just concerned that because he's not a Christian, that he won't rule as harshly on certain crimes? Is that what the idea is? We want to have good Christians in there so they can shove their moral system down people's throats? Is that the idea?
Well, by that standard, then Franks could very well be considered calling an atheist. He says that, "I'm very much an advocate for separation of church and state in the context that it offends me that when people wear their religion on their sleeves." But Franks said, "My religious preferences are my private business, and that's not the business of anybody else."
Yeah, it's a fair answer.
Yeah.
800-259-9231. I don't know what else to say about that. I mean, I don't know.
Not much. I mean, it's just kind of funny that they tossed out the atheism charge. It's mudslinging going on in a local election, and it's certainly not uncommon.
Well, here's a little bit more police state for you. We talked about the schools earlier this hour in Houston that have cameras and RFID tags and everything, but it's not just the United States. It's also our friends over across the pond in Great Britain. According to the Daily Mail, Big Brother's not only watching you, now he's barking orders as well. Britain's first talking CCTV cameras have arrived, publicly berating bad behavior and shaming offenders into acting more responsibly. The system allows control room operators who spot any antisocial acts, from dropping litter to late-night brawls, to send out a verbal warning: "We are watching you." Middlesbrough has fitted loudspeakers on 7 of its 158 cameras in an experiment already being hailed as a success. Jack Bonner, who manages the system, says, quote, "It's one hell of a deterrent. It's one thing to know that there are CCTV cameras about, but it's quite another when they loudly point out what you've just done wrong. Most people are so ashamed and embarrassed at being caught, they quietly slink off without any further trouble." There was one incident when two men started fighting outside of a nightclub. One of the control room operators warned them over the loudspeakers, and they looked up, startled, stopped fighting, and scampered off into opposite directions. "This isn't about keeping tabs on people, it's about making the streets safer for the law-abiding majority and helping to change the attitudes of those who cause trouble. It challenges unacceptable behavior and makes people think twice." The Mail on Sunday watched as a cyclist riding through a pedestrian area was ordered to stop.
Would the young man on the bike please get off and walk as he is riding in a pedestrian area?
Came the command. This is for real, Mark.
It's hilarious.
The surprised youth stopped and looked about. A look of horror spread across his face as he realized the voice was referring to him. He dismounted and wheeled his bike through the crowded streets as instructed.
Well, at some point, people will get used to this and then stop doing what the cameras say.
You think?
Sure they will.
Yeah, but then they'll threaten you with law, with enforcement.
Yeah, but
if you don't stop, the police are on their way.
You have to know. They have to know
we have identified you. Our face scanning technology has figured out your identity. Stop. Please stop.
Please stop or I'll yell stop again.
Yeah. Law-abiding shopper Karen Marjorie was shocked to hear the speakers spring into action as she walked past them. Afterwards, she said, "It's quite scary to realize that your every move could be monitored. It really is like Big Brother. But Middleborough does have a big problem with antisocial behavior, so it's very reassuring."
Hey.
The scheme has been introduced by Middlesbrough Mayor...
Ian's not reassured.
No, I'm not. It's spooky to me. The scheme has been introduced by the local mayor, former police superintendent, who was dubbed RoboCop for pioneering the zero-tolerance approach to crime. He believes the talking cameras will dramatically cut not just antisocial behavior, but violent crime, too. And if the city center scheme proves a success, it will be extended into residential areas. The control room operators have been given strict guidelines about what commands they can give. Yelling, "Oi, you, stop that!" is not permitted. Instead, their instructions make the following suggestions. Warning, you're being monitored by CCTV. Warning, you're in an alcohol-free zone. Please refrain from drinking. And warning, your behavior is being monitored by CCTV. It is being recorded and the police are attending. Mr. Bonner said, "We always make the requests polite. And if the offender obeys, then the operator adds, thank you." We think that's a nice finishing touch. You know, at least they've added thank you. I mean, that is kind of nice.
It is nice that they are.
I mean, if you're going to have Big Brother, at least have him be a little courteous.
But that's only at the beginning. I mean, if what you suggest comes about,
yeah.
You know as well as I do, there's fines.
They're going to stop saying
thank
you.
Yeah, there's fines in the offing, and they're going to go for these fines. You know, if you see somebody dropping litter, bam, that's a $500 fine that they can collect.
It would appear that the offenders are the only ones who find these audio cameras intrusive, say the defenders of this. The vast majority of people welcome these cameras. Put it this way, we've never had requests to remove them. Civil rights campaigners have argued that the talking cameras are no magic bullet in the fight against crime. Liberty spokesman Doug Jewell said, "None of us likes litter bugs or yobs playing up on a Saturday night, but the talking CCTV cameras are no substitute for police officers on the beat." 800-259-9231, are you okay with this idea? What if talking cameras came to your neighborhood? Did you think that was a good idea? This is your show. You take control. It is Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-339-1700. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-339-1700. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-339-1700. That's 1-800-339-1700.
For centuries, Salk products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more, all designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841. Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show, Tuesday edition. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231, and it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything there is totally free, including the bulletin board system, with thousands of posts and over 130,000 posts and more, all for free. bbs.freetalklive.com gets you to it. Again, that's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Have you listened to Common Sense with Dan Carlin yet? Dan advertises on Free Talk Live because he realizes we have an audience composed of people who aren't too happy with the two big parties, and he's not either. He sounds pretty mad about it sometimes, too. It's loud, fast, and smart. See what you think. Get the podcast from iTunes or go to dancarlin.com. That's dancarlin.com.
Yes, indeed. So, moving on to the email box, Mark. I believe you have something about the difference between libertarians and then so-called conservatives and so-called liberals as well.
I do, from Cato. Hey, Mark, I was listening to Rush Limbaugh today rant and rave about how the Mark Foley episode is just another example of Democrats playing political games, blah, blah,
oh,
blah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Rush managed adroitly to blame the whole Foley thing on Bill Clinton. It's amazing.
That is amazing.
Instead, he said the Democrats do the same thing and, in fact, celebrate illicit sexual relationships. Besides, since the page was 18, it wasn't really a big deal as it was made out to be. I had to turn the radio off, something I seem to do more and more lately. But Limbaugh's hypocrisy got to me to thinking about the real difference between libertarians and so-called conservatives and liberals. It's really pretty simple. Libertarians actually want to live by the philosophy they advocate. Conservatives and liberals say one thing about public policy, then do something else in their own lives. Take Mr. Limbaugh, for example. I listen to his show regularly, but I have never heard him condemn the war on drugs, despite the fact that he himself is a drug addict and should be in prison for the offense of illegally buying prescription drugs, something much more dangerous than marijuana. John Ashcroft, a true drug warrior if there ever was one, lobbied for a special treatment when his nephew was arrested, as did Duke, death penalty for...
And he got it.
Yeah, he did.
Ashcroft did.
Sure he did. As did Duke, death penalty for drug kingpins Cunningham when his son was arrested for smuggling 400 pounds of marijuana.
Yep, I remember that story.
Bill Bennett is a gambling addict, but his conservative buddies just outlawed internet gambling. Christian Coalition founder Ralph Reed is a lobbyist for Indian casinos and was involved with Jack Abramoff, while at the same time preaches against vice, and so on and so on.
Yeah.
And let's not leave out the liberals. Clinton sent Chelsea to a private school, something they could afford, but would not make it easier for everyone else to do so.
Mm-hmm.
Nancy Pelosi is a big union supporter and the affordable housing advocate, yet her business discourages unions, and she owns absolutely prime real estate. Think of tens of millions of dollars in San Francisco. Barbara Streisand chides the rest of us for our lack of environmental conservatism, yet she has an air-conditioned 12,000-square barn, an enormous sprinkler system, and has altered the course of a stream so it'll run through her yard.
Wow.
Ralph Nader owns stock in companies whose competition he lobbies against. Don't even get me started on Ted Kennedy. Why would libertarians do better? Because we're better people? Hardly. It's because our ideas are better. However, libertarians don't think that we are more more moral, smarter, or even more compassionate than anyone else. Libertarians don't want power so that we can use the coercive power of government for our own good intentions. Libertarians want to give the power back to the people so that they can all live in the way they see fit. Libertarians don't want freedom just for ourselves because we realize that if you oppress one group, it is only a matter of time before somebody, probably the same group, uses the power of government to oppress you.
Absolutely, and that's what we have seen. Not only do we realize that, but we realize it based on evidence because that's what goes on in reality. It really is just shifting this power structure, the government, sort of like this, just this big violent thug that is at your disposal. It's a group of violent thugs that is at the disposal of anybody who can get themselves elected to office. And so once one group gets elected and enforces their way with the violent thugs on the groups they don't like get active and get elected and then enforce their way on the groups that they don't like, those who are enforcing their way on them prior to that. I mean, it's just this cycle of abuse, like the mother or father that abuses their child, and then the child grows up to abuse their own children, continuing the cycle of abuse. This is more of a circular cycle of abuse that goes on over time, but between different groups. And it's really just a sickness. It really is a problem.
Well, the people, it's circular amongst the groups, but as people get older, rarely do they experience the same power being used on them in such an ironic way. For instance, you don't see in your 20s, black people being oppressed, and then when you're 45, black people coming to power and then oppressing you. Mm-hmm. It doesn't usually happen that quickly, otherwise people really would figure it out.
Yeah.
Anyway, in short, libertarians believe that we should only be one rule, and that you should apply it to everyone. The rule is that you should be free to do as you please as long as you don't harm anyone else. Conservatives, on the other hand, believe that we can live by their own rules, and it's because of personal failings. Liberals believe that their rules shouldn't apply to elites. Neither group considers the reality, the foundation upon which their ideas are built. Using the coercive power of government to promote their agendas is faulty. It's more important than ever to promote libertarian ideas.
Absolutely.
The foundations upon which conservatism and modern liberalism cannot rest cannot much longer hold the weight of their own hypocrisy. And when they crumble, libertarians had best be ready to fill the void which they leave.
I totally agree. The question is, though, will it crumble? And if so, how soon? You know, how far are we away from this supposed crumbling?
I don't know.
Should it be hastened? Should the crumbling be hastened? I was listening to Stéphane Molyneux talking about this recently, this idea, and I think he was sort of joking, but I'm not really sure. This idea that, let's hasten things up. Let's support big government. Let's, get behind the state and make it bigger and more oppressive and more, inclusive than it ever has been, so it'll crumble underneath its own weight and destroy itself.
I think we should advocate that for the other 49 states. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, I just can't. I can't actually advocate something like that because I couldn't do it myself. I could never get behind such a thing. I wouldn't be able to live with myself.
My vote is too important to me to spend it on something like that.
To spend it on bigger government.
Bigger government. In the same way that I couldn't do a radio show about things that in which I didn't believe, I couldn't do.
Your belief system is more important to you.
Yeah, I couldn't spend my vote on.
I couldn't live with myself.
Not even the lesser of two evils.
Like, now that I have discovered liberty and discovered principle, which is, we're based on the libertarian movement, whether it be the party or the movement itself, is based on a principle, and that is that we don't believe that you should use force to achieve political or social goals. Very simple. Very simple, easy to apply anywhere.
Or, as Cato said, that you should be free to do whatever you want as long as you don't hurt anybody else.
Well, exactly. And you should also, and he sort of touched on the idea that if you want to be free, great. Let everybody else be free as well. Because if you want freedom, you have to allow others to have that same amount of freedom. That's the catch-22 of liberty.
Otherwise, you're just their ruling dictator.
Right. And then they're going to just plot and think about the day when they're going to rule you as your dictator. And again, it continues that cycle of violence. But now that I've found that principle, I can't back away from it. I mean, I understand where Molyneux is coming from on that idea, and I see where he's coming from, but to actually actively encourage the increase of government as a principled libertarian, that's like,
well, like you said,
torture for me.
There's no guarantee that Molyneux was saying...
Yeah, I'm not sure if he was being serious or not.
Right.
But nonetheless, that suggestion has been posited on this show before by callers who have suggested that that's the way we should go. And I couldn't possibly live with myself after doing something like that. I couldn't do it. Your thoughts, 800-259-9231. What about you? 800-259-9231. Do you think the answer is to stand up and fight for liberty or to actively encourage the growth of the state? I don't really think that second option is a good one at all. Because at some point...
I've heard people argue for it.
As the state gets bigger... I mean, there's no predicting how soon the crumbling is going to become. I mean, if we knew, for instance, if we knew that next week, with enough goading, the state was going to fall to pieces, well, yeah, let's do it. Let's get behind it and push it and make it bigger, and then it will crumble within the next week. But we don't know when it's going to happen. It could be 20 years out. And
if
I don't,
not more.
And I don't want to live under an increasingly totalitarian government for the next two decades while crossing my fingers and hoping that eventually it'll all come to a crumbling halt. Sorry, couldn't do it. 800-259-9231. Coming up, we're going over to Sweden. And apparently, according to one article, there's actually, for a socialist country, they're full of free market surprises. I'll tell you, Free Talk Live.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231 is the number. That is 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give everything away, whether it be the wiki, the archives, the live streaming, and more. It's all for free. So we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by shopping with us at Amazon. You go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and then everything that you purchase, Free Talk Live will get a percentage. You know Amazon. They're the world's largest internet retailer. They've got over 30 categories, if not 35 categories of products, everything from furniture to office products to clothing, books, DVDs, you name it. They pretty much sell it. And you can, if you buy it through Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com, then Free Talk Live gets a percentage. Also, you might want to check out the Free Talk Live store at store.freetalklive.com. Great way to get your hands on some Free Talk Live stuff like shirts and hats and more. Again, that's store.freetalklive.com. So, let's see here. Moving on to Sweden. According to the Pittsburgh Tribune Review, a socialist country, Sweden is full of free market surprises. Now, we're going to analyze this and see how free market these so-called surprises really
are.
Yeah,
I'm really interested.
The rich nation of 9 million is much further down the road, still much further down the road towards nanny statism than the United States is. But who would have guessed that Sweden's education system is a pure voucher scheme? Or that it doesn't have an inheritance tax, or national minimum wage, even. And who would have predicted that its capital city may soon pioneer a high-tech traffic management system that uses free market principles of congestion pricing to reduce gridlock and improve the quality of city living? Stockholm is a prosperous, dense, 752-year-old Eurotropolis. It teems with almost 2 million politically correct humans, most of whom no doubt feel guiltier than Al Gore about the nearly 1 million cars and trucks that they own. To cut daily traffic jams, Sweden's national government and IBM conducted a six-month trial this year that charged commuters different prices to enter the city depending on the time of day. And before I go on, I'd like to point out that this is obviously not free market, because it's the city
that in particular
of Stockholm that is involved here. Now, the concept is a little more market-based and is something that could really happen. In the event that, and it's something that might happen on a wide scale, in the event that we actually have privately owned roads, and the solution, and presuming that the solution for those privately owned roads is to toll people. I don't necessarily agree that the solution to privately owned roads is tolling people. I think that there are alternatives, like advertisements, billboards, sponsorships for the road, that sort of thing.
Right.
So I don't think it's necessarily going to be tolls, but if you're going to have toll roads, this is an interesting way to approach it. For example, if it was between 7:30 a.m. and 8:29 a.m., the toll is $2.76. Between 9 a.m. and 3:29 p.m., it's $1.38. So, morning rush hour?
More.
A little more. During the day?
Yeah, cheaper.
It's okay. From 6:30 p.m. to 6:29 p.m., or excuse me, 6:30 p.m. to 6:29 a.m., the toll was zero.
Mm.
So encouraging people to be out at night.
Go to work early.
And the thing I like about the thing I really like about this concept is that it actually would encourage more businesses to sort of shift the times where they actually have their employees come to work. It may actually encourage more 24-hour sort of work schedules, because if you're in a really congested area and if it costs a lot of money to get to work, you're going to have employees complaining like, oh, my gosh, it costs so much money to come here for work. Maybe we could start at 6 a.m. instead of starting at 9 a.m. and having to hit the toll booths. And
I'll tell you, when you have a job that goes from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., it just stinks to have to deal with a company that only works from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Right.
And I can't understand why they do it, but they do it.
So having the roads charging different amounts for different times of day might actually encourage companies to sort of stagger or shift their shifts, if you will.
Perhaps.
Fancy cameras, easy pass-like transponders, and lasers identified vehicles entering Stockholm at 23 key tolling points each weekday. Then computers looked up registrations and deducted tolls from the motorist bank accounts. According to the Wall Street Journal, this ambitious $525 million statist experiment in behavior modification was considered a success by transportation gurus and social engineers, which, considering their anti-car animus and skewed values, is not necessarily an argument in its favor. Nevertheless, the trial was deemed a success. Traffic into the city was cut by 22%. Average commute time was lowered by a third. Exhaust emissions were reduced by 14%, and ridership of public transportation soared by 6%.
Now, why did exhaust fumes get lowered?
I have no idea.
Because of the time of day that people went?
Maybe.
Okay.
Swedish tax authorities took care of scoff laws, and there were few complaints. Now, in the spirit of democracy, the next move is up to the voters. A referendum this month will decide if the system becomes permanent. London and Singapore already are using primitive versions of the congestion pricing to thin traffic in their jammed downtowns, and the Journal says Dublin and San Francisco are planning projects similar to Stockholm. So, really, this is also another Band-Aid. We're talking about Band-Aid solutions earlier. Well, this is a Band-Aid because the government is so inept at everything that it tries, including roads, that because they're so inept at roads and traffic and everything, instead of expanding the roads to fit need as according to how many cars need to be on the road at one given time and planning in advance for how they're going to need to expand the roads in the future, you've got this city that's been built up all over the place over the last several hundred years, and there's only so much you can do as far as getting through to put a new lane in. I mean, there's a lot of restrictions on where you can put stuff. Mm-hmm. And so this is like, oh, my gosh, what are we going to do? Okay, let's try this system out and see if it works. And in this case, it might actually be working. But, of course, I'd support it more if it was actually being done on a private basis.
If it was really market-based instead of sort of using the market.
They're using a market idea.
Yeah.
And they're forcing it onto everybody. So, most cities like Pittsburgh don't have enough.
I think it's good. I just don't think it's great.
No, most cities like in the U.S., like Pittsburgh, don't have enough traffic in their centers to justify citywide congestion pricing, according to the Reason Foundation. Poole, who's been championing congestion pricing for roads for decades, says Manhattan south of 59th Street is probably the only place in the USA that could really benefit from a Stockholm-like scheme, which is probably a good thing. The libertarian in Poole foresees a nightmare. The local U.S. government's, quote, taking the nice, valid idea of market pricing for roads and essentially behaving as monopolists, in effect taxing the mobility of people and using the proceeds for any number of boondoggles.
Yeah, anything they want. The whole idea that tolls go to the road that you're driving on is just ridiculous. We paid for that road a long time ago.
And then it's been paid for over and over
and over again. I can't imagine the Skyway Bridge. What is it, a buck? It's been a buck for as long as I can remember to go across the Skyway Bridge in Tampa, Florida. Come on. We haven't paid for that bridge yet?
In Los Angeles, for example, Poole figures a modest market price system on freeways only during rush hours would generate $4 to $5 billion per year. Poole says you can see the eyes of the planners light up when they think all of the wonderful things they could do with that money. It's a very frightening thought. So, again, does Sweden really have any free market things going on? There's a market operating. The market always operates.
Yes, it does.
You can't stop the market from operating. Doesn't matter what laws you pass, the market will continue on, whether in a legal manner or a gray market or black market manner, it will continue. So, in this case, I sort of think it's a good thing. I mean, there is traffic and there is congestion and something has to be done. And as long as the government insists on being in charge of the roads, and as long as the people insist on not even being able to imagine a world without government roads, then maybe it's not such a bad solution. Let's talk to Mike in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Mike. Mike, going to the phones? Mike in Wisconsin? Going once? Hey, Mike, what's on your mind?
Well, I have to apologize. I'm kind of going to this blind. I'm a podcast listener.
It's all right.
But I know you guys talked about Bank of America a lot. And
well, I talked about them the other night. I don't know how many times we've mentioned them on air, maybe three or four that I can remember.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I've been listening the past couple. Well, anyway, I was listening to my AM radio on the way to work today, and I heard a story they were talking about that might be of interest to you guys. It's with Bank of America and a man being arrested and things like that.
Can you give us an executive summary?
Oh, yes, okay. There's a man in San Francisco who was selling bicycles on the Internet, and he was selling for $600, and he got a check for $2,000 from a man in Canada.
Hmm.
And he was thinking this was strange, so he went to the bank and asked to verify there were funds in the account, and the teller looked through it, and she said, yes, there are funds in the account, so he went ahead and cashed it, and figured he'd just send the rest of the money back. And then they noticed there some sort of red flag. They called the account holder in Canada, and he said that he never has written such a check because it was someone who stole his identity.
Hmm.
So anyway, they then called the police and charged him with... Hello?
Come on.
Yeah, I mean, we're waiting for the rest of the story.
Oh, okay. I hear music.
Yes, you do.
I'm sorry.
You're going to have to hold on at this point because you couldn't get it out. Hang on, 800-259-9231. The music scares some people. 800-259-9231. Hour 3 is coming up. We'll find out what the rest of the story is in this bank fraud thing. It is Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327. For